This day in history, as he was running for president in 1952, General Dwight D. Eisenhower said, "You elect me and I'll end the war in Korea."
Only in that way could I learn how best to serve the American people in the cause of peace. I shall go to Korea.
And he was elected, and in fact, he did go to Korea a short time after being elected. I don't know how quickly the war ended, though, but anyhow. Also, this day in history, we go back. Oh, boy, I remember that day. Yeah, let's go back to 1991. Yeah, when this is the day, Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry died on this day at the age of 70. Hey, thanks to a couple of people, including Keith and Owen, who chimed in my question yesterday. I asked, have you been enjoying the God's Love Letters to You, a 40-day devotional experience? And did hear from a listening friend in the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook page as well, who let us know, yeah, he's been enjoying these and missed the best 5 minutes of the day. Thank you to Jeffrey, who said, I like the love story segment. I've been missing the best minutes of the day, but I understand that it was quite a sacrifice for your guest, our friend, Dr. Jason. He says, thanks for what you do. We're counting that as an October Connect for sure. Thanks so much, Jeffrey. And let's carry on with that love letter. We did 15 yesterday. We're up to number 16 today. And that is the book of Daniel. When you're ready to meet me, Daniel 12:1 says in the New King James, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time, and at that time your people shall be delivered. Remember, this all comes, these devotions, the 40-day devotional experience, drawn from Larry Crabb's longer, 66 love letters, this imaginary conversation with God through all 66 books of the Bible. So what about Daniel? Larry imagines the Lord might unpack those 12 chapters this way, imagining him saying, when I toss my children into the air, terror comes before delight. Put yourself in the place of my people in Daniel's day. They felt thrown into the air with no safety net beneath them. They couldn't see their God ready to catch them. Jerusalem lay in ruins. They had no king. Heathens had entered the Holy of Holies and lived to bring home the sacred treasures they stole. And the theology of my people, all their expectations crumbled. The greatest danger my people face today is prosperity, blessings that reinforce the false hope that nothing serious will ever go wrong in their lives if they just keep believing, expecting, trusting, and smiling. My people in Daniel's day were wrestling with hard questions that the prosperous church of today never asks. When every expectation of how your life should turn out is shattered, when I seem to you like an indifferent, cold sovereign, a promise breaker, a useless God, an abandoning parent, rejoice. You are ready for the unveiling to meet me as I am. And our closing prayer, Father, help us not to scramble when our theology and our ideas about you crumble. Help us believe that you'll reshape our understanding of you and of the faith. Give us the subtle wisdom to know that good times can be dangerous while difficult times provide an unexpected opportunity to meet the real you. Asking that in Jesus' name, amen. Well, let's dive into the Wib mailbag, shall we? It is October Connect Month. Have we heard from you yet? We sure would love to. Some folks still writing us snail mail because, hey, we send out our October mailing to everybody on the mailing list. If you'd like to get on the list, just let us know. We'll get you on there. We hear this one from Virgil in Whitehall, who says, Dear Wib staff, having been a Wib listener for over 36 years, I'm writing the old way, October Letter Month on paper. I am so thankful for your constant encouragement, music, programs, joy, and news. I wake up to Wib with my radio alarm and listen as am able to during the day. Mark and Caleb, you are a great morning team. Thank you, Virgil. He says, the contests are fun, your jokes and stories are humorous, and your conversations interesting. Well, thank you. He says, thank you for your dedication to helping others in need. My favorite programs are Focus on the Family, Breakpoint, and A New Beginning. All your announcers do a super job on whatever shift you're working. Virgil's just so encouraging. He says, thank you for being a Christian radio station that is like family. I love listening to WWIB and thank the Lord for you all. And then it's signed, sincerely, Linda. Well, the postage mark said Virgil, but Linda and Virgil, a great encouraging team, husband and wife team there in Whitehall. And thanks so much. And they even close it, just keep doing what you do. Well, that is the fuel we run on. So thank you so much for that. We really, really appreciate it. October Connect Month, we sure would love to hear from you during this final week. Again, lots of ways you can get involved with us and let us hear from you. And again, they chose the traditional route, and that is terrific. The WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. What does the best of the week sound like in about 4 minutes? Here you go.
So back in 2020, we were told, don't touch your face. We were told a lot of different things, but that was one of the hardest I found initially when they're like, nope, you shouldn't be touching your face. That's dangerous. Don't touch your face. And I just didn't realize how many times I really want to touch my face during the course of a day. Apparently, it's even more than I thought.
It's a lot. Humans touch their faces up to 800 times a day, mostly without realizing it. Today's number is a huge one. This one got me thinking. 100 billion. That is the number of known galaxies. Amazing. We're in the Milky Way galaxy. The 100 billion galaxies. Crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. We had a listener drop off some cookies.
Yeah, so here's the thing. When we're trying to reach this goal of 500 or more connections during October Connect, cookie connections, they don't count for more than one, but I feel like they should. Because Mary Mandigo from Alma Center brought us some delicious oatmeal raisin cookies and a big old Ziploc bag of them. Uh-huh. Thank you so much. That absolutely counts as a connect and not the traditional ways that we say, hey, phone, email, snail mail, Facebook message, whatever. But if you want to bring us cookies, you are more than welcome to.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mary.
We like those in-person connections. Thanks, Mary.
During the Chi High game that I was broadcasting on Friday night, I was also keeping tabs on my little brother's game because they were playing Hudson. And so it's my little brother Will's senior season. And in dramatic fashion, he actually caught the touchdown that proved to be the game winner. They beat Hudson to claim a share of the conference title in the Big Rivers. And just so proud of him and how hard he's worked this year and his teammates.
The Dole Company has created a new fruit. It's called the Dole Colada Royale Pineapple. It was developed in Honduras, and the company says it tastes like a pina colada with hints of coconut. The research team says the fruit has a smaller core and packs 2.5 times the B6 than a regular pineapple.
About 150 Americans injure themselves with what each year? It is not a stapler, not a framing nailer, not falling coconuts, not tripping over an object while walking, not a Q-tip, not a chainsaw, not dropping a frozen turkey on your foot, not a spoon, not fingernail clippers, not a snowblower, not a blow dryer, not butchering. About 150 Americans injure themselves with this, with what, each year?
This is Mariah from Durand again.
Hey, Mariah, go ahead.
I say running into a glass door.
Running into a glass door. The stories Caleb, I could tell, Mariah.
Caleb has a famous story from college that he's told about
that. Yeah, I've done that. Is it running into a glass door? No, but that is embarrassing.
Hi, Evelyn. You've tried before. You're welcome to try again. What's your guess?
Is it opening a yogurt container?
Opening a yogurt container. Yeah, that would be a dairy item, right? That's food. Could that be it? Evelyn, how old are you, Evelyn?
11.
11 years old, and you live where again?
Fall Creek.
Fall Creek, well. You're the winner! You're going to C&J Candy Store! Way to go, Evelyn! That's a yogurt container! Way to go!
Good morning, WWIB family. This is Sherry calling from Osceola, Wisconsin. I just want to do a connection with all of you and tell you how much I really appreciate everything that WWIB does. It is how I start my day. It's how I end my day is through listening. I have learned so much through Focus on the Family, with helping with my marriage, with raising my children. You are all such a blessing, and I just cannot thank you enough. So have a blessed rest of your week, and thank you all for everything that you do.
Well, a very popular, I'd say, party game is turning the big 4-0 40 years old for Pictionary.
I am not a good Pictionary player.
I'm not either.
Hopefully we can announce better than we can draw.
We sure hope so. Thanks, Alvo. The best of the week. He puts it together for us every single week.